Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Lamed Aleph. We left off at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, and honor of his wife and children, and leader of the Mishnah's mother, Golda Basimcha Alea Shalom, and also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for all of our soldiers and our captives. They should come home safely and quickly. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. What we're going to talk about today is the following. We've been talking a lot about Nezek that happens by a bar, but what if people trip over each other? So we're going to have a Mishnah that discusses a man trips and someone else trips over him and breaks stuff. So what are the obligations of the first guy toward the second guy? The Gemara is going to have a machlokas if the fallen man is chayiv, if he couldn't get up. There was no option for him to get up, so he wasn't even posheya. So that's going to be a machlokas, and we're going to have two rayas to try to be poshate that suffix. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what if one guy falls, second guy falls over him, and third guy falls over him. To what extent are the chiyuvim of guy number one to guy number two different than the chiyuvim of guy number two to guy number three? And are there ever any cases where guy number one is going to have to pay guy number three for his falling? So that's going to take us all the way, Be'ez Hashem, to the Mishnah on the bottom of Amid Beis, and that's probably where we're going to stop today. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. So Shnei Kadarin Shoy Malchun Zeh Zeh. If you have two potters or people who sell pots that are walking one behind the other in Rosh Hashanah, Vinitka LaRishon, Vinafal, and the first guy trips and falls. Vinitka LaSheni BaRishon, and the second guy trips on the first guy, and he breaks his pots. So Rishon Chayiv Viniske Sheni, the first guy is going to have to pay for the damages done to the second guy. I'm not sure why the first guy has to be holding pots in the story over here. Meaning the point is that the second guy's pots broke, the first guy tripped, and the second guy's pots broke. But okay, so now the first guy is going to be chayiv to pay for the damages done to the second guy. So says the Gemara, we have a machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo tema masnisin Rabbi Meir hi, damar nitkal posheuhu v'chayiv. You don't have to lock in our Mishnah to only be assuming, like Shitas Rabbi Meir, that a nitkal is posheya, that if someone trips, we view him as being negligent, and therefore he's chayiv, and that's why we're mechayiv the first guy for the damages, because he was totally negligent. Elafil Rabbanan, damri onushu upater. Even the Rabbanan hold that normally if a fellow trips, we view that as an onus, and he's pater, hachachayiv. In this case, the first guy is going to be chayiv. Why? Shoyel olamud v'lo amad. Because he should have gotten up, and he didn't. Okay, you fell. It's not your fault that you fell. You're a human being. But as soon as you fall, get up. You have to realize that still lying there fallen is going to trip up other people. So he's chayiv for not getting up, not for falling in the first place. So that is Rabbi Yochanan Shita. The Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that if he had the ability to get up and he didn't get up, then he's actually going to be chayiv. But if he couldn't get up, then he's going to be potter. That's the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. Or if he couldn't get up, rather, that's a machlokes Rameir and the Rabbanan. Rameir would still say chayiv because he was posheya for falling in the first place. And the Rabbanan would say, no, that's an ones, so he's going to be potter. And if he can't get up, there was no option. He was just an ones. In the Sefer Kikayon de Yona, he raises the question, why is it that the Chachamim will potter a guy who trips even if it is an ones? Meaning, yeah, it's an ones that he tripped, but we have a rule that Adam of the Olam, Bein B'mezid, Bein B'shog, Bein B'mezid, Bein Ba'onas, Bein B'rasan. So an Adam is a Mu'ad, even if he damages Ba'onas. We saw that back on Daf Chavav. So the Kikayin Diona says, well, according to Tosos, maybe it's not such a kasha, because we saw that Tosos holds in Chavzayin and Beis that there's a difference between different types of Onas. There's regular Onas, and there's Onas Gamur. So when something is an Onas Gamur, then even an Adam Hamazik is going to be Pater. So maybe this is viewed, according to the Chachamim, as an Onas Gamur. That when someone trips, not only is it an ones, it's an ones gamur. It's a little bit of a hard sell to say that it's an ones gamur, especially considering that there is a shita in Tanaim that it's posheya. So normally when we have one of the klalim in learning is that when you have a machlokas, you try not to make it minakotze lakotze, that people hold two extremes, that one shita is going to hold it's posheya, and the other that it's ones gamur, and no one holds it's anything in between. That's a little bit funny, but at least you could fetch out such a teretz. According to the Ramban, who holds that an adam amazg is chayiv even ba'ones gamur, it's even even more challenging. How come the guy is chayiv, even if you hold that he's, how come the guy is pater, rather, according to the Chachamim, even if you hold that he's an ones is chayiv, an adam amazik is chayiv, even ba ones. So Reb Chaim, in Chidush Agrach HaLevi, in Hilchos Chiris, Paragimel, Alach Yud Beis, writes that the Gemara says later on in the Masechta, in a couple of weeks, that that if you have two people that damage each other, if both of them were b'makom ahezek b'rishus, they were there in the place where the damage happened rightfully, and one damages the other, they're pater. But if they're both there shalom b'rishus, they're chayiv for the damages they do to each other. If they're hiziku zezeh, they're chayiv even if they were shneim. So Reb Chaim explains that when they're husku zebazeh, whether it was b'rishus or shalom b'rishus, we say about the entire hezek that the hezek was that if the hezek was mezuman beruach mitzuya, it's considered to be shalom berushos. But if the hezek was not mezuman beruach mitzuya, it's considered to be berushos. And if they damage each other, they're potter. So he says the first guy is going to be potter beniske sheni because nitkal is an ones, and he's not chayiv mishum adam amazik who's chayiv on an ones because the hezek happened in a way shehusku zebazeh that they ran into each other because the second guy was huzak berishon, and you're only going to be chayiv when the Rishon was there shalom berishus. So since he's an ones, he's there berishus, and mimele he's going to be pater. Something like that. I'm not sure if I'm following the whole cheshbon, but something along those lines. So Reb Chaim has this. Bottom line is, for what I'm able to understand right now, at least, is that it's at least a kasha that an adam amazik is an ones, and if an adam amazik is an ones, it seems an adam amazik is normally chayiv b'ones. So it's a little bit difficult to understand why the rabbanon would say you're pater. But so Rabbi Yochanan's shita is if the guy couldn't get up, then according to the Chachamim, Yitaka going to be potter because he was a posha, he was an ones in falling. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Afilu Tema Loay Lo Lamod. Even if you could say, even in a case where he couldn't get up, there was no chance for him to get up, he's still going to be chayiv, even according to the Chachamim, because he could have warned the other fellow. He could have started shouting, fallen man here, so don't walk here, don't trip over me. So he could have warned the fellow in other ways. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, that's a little much to expect of a guy who just fell, meaning he's disoriented, he just fell, and if it's so sudden that he didn't even have a chance to stand up yet, so you can't expect him to gather his thoughts and start shouting and warning other people right at that moment. So therefore, he's going to be putter from damage that happens to the second guy. So if the Mishnah is mechayiv him, the Mishnah must be talking about a case where he did have a chance to stand up and he just didn't, and that's why he's going to be chayiv. So this is a machlok rishonim la'alacha, the Rif and the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that if he didn't have time to get up, we cannot be mechayiv him for not warning someone else because he was tarud in his nefila. However, the Rush paskins like Rav Nachman Yitzchak that no, he should have warned other people, and that's what's mashma in the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to ask from two brisos on Rabbi Yochanan, and it's going to give terutzim, but they're terutzim dechukim. They're just a way to show that it's not an absolute proof. And furthermore, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is the basra'a, and normally when you have a machlokas between two amarayim, hilchusak basra'a is one of the klalim that we go with. So you're going to pass like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak over Rabbi Yochanan. That is the shita of the Rush. So again, the Rif of the Ram pass like Rabbi Yochanan, the Rush pass like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Says the Beis Yosef. So what do we paskin? Well, once the Rif and the Rambam maskimim ledeya achas, so we paskin like the Rif and the Rambam. The Beis Yosef makes it very clear in his Hakdama to the Sefer Beis Yosef that the way we paskin is the majority of the three opinions, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. Of course, he rigged the system because the Rif and the Rambam both start him and they always agree with each other, and the Rush is an Ashkenazi, so it's always going to come out in favor of, and even the Rush was half a Sephardi, he lived half his life in the Sephardic countries, but so it's always going to come out in favor of the Rif and the Rambam, but okay, that's how the Beis Yosef wrote the Sefer. That's why the Rama had to write something else for Ashkenazim. But that's how he paskins based on the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam over here. Okay, so now the Gemara says, let's try to bring a Raya. We'll prove that Rav Nachman Yitzchak is correct. Tanan, because we have a Mishnah on Amud Beis, so we're probably not going to get to today. If you have two people going in Rosh Hashanah, and one of them is carrying a beam, and the other one is carrying a barrel, and they bump into each other, and the beam breaks the barrel. So, Hayah Bal Korah Rishon Bal Chavis Achron, if the guy carrying the beam was walking in front, and the guy carrying the barrel was walking behind, Vinishbra Chavis Bikora, and the barrel breaks on the beam, Pater, the Bal Korah does not have to pay for the broken barrel, because the guy carrying the barrel is poshe. He should watch where he's going, and he shouldn't walk right into a beam. The im omad bal korah, but if the guy carrying the bal chavis was walking normally, and the guy carrying the beam just stopped very suddenly, so the bal chavis couldn't slam on the brakes quick enough, so he walked right into the beam, then chayiv, then the bal korah is going to be chayiv to pay for the nezek, because he's poshe by stopping in a Rosh Hashanah. It's a busy thoroughfare. People should be walking through. What did this guy stop for in the middle of nowhere? He shouldn't have stopped. So by stopping, he's the one that's poshaya, and he's the one that's chayiv. So says Gemara, my lav sha'amad l'chatef. Aren't we talking about a case where the Bal Korah stood in order just to adjust the beam to carry it more easily, that he should have an easier time? To urchehu, where it's the derech of people who are carrying to do that, he was not being poshaya by stopping. V'katani chayiv, and nevertheless it says that he's chayiv for damaging the barrel, so it must be tahavale lahazir. And the reason that he should have that he's going to be chayiv is what? If you're carrying a heavy beam, you're going to have to stop at some point. So what did he do wrong? Well, havale lahazir, he should have warned the bala chavis. He should have said, "Stopping over here." He should have had brake lights installed on the back of his meaning, like this is mamish, like rear-ending someone, right? Meaning this is the sugya of rear-ending someone, right? So he should have warned the fellow behind him that he was stopping. And if he didn't do that, he was being poshea by not having brake lights installed on his car. So therefore, he's going to be chayiv for the nezek that happens to the guy behind him, even though it's reasonable, it's understandable that sometimes he's going to have to stop in order to adjust the beam that he's carrying. So you see from here, like Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that even in a case where you were amad kedin, you stopped for a good reason and you're allowed to stop, but we expect of you to make an announcement and to let the guy behind you know. Says Gemara, no, that's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah on Beis is Kesham Lafush, where the guy just took a break, which is totally Mishuna. It's not in Rosh Hashanah. You're not supposed to just take a break in Rosh Hashanah and just relax. And therefore, he's going to be chayiv in the Niskei Bala Chav. It's nothing to do with an expectation to warn the other fellow. It was unwarranted that he stopped. Meaning, if it was a case where he was allowed to stop, so then we could talk about whether he also should have warned the other guy in terms of his chiyuv. But he wasn't allowed to stop in the first place, so he's chayiv for that, just for stopping. He shouldn't have stopped in the first place. Now, the Gemara says, and of Chaf Amud Aleph, that it's the Derech Bnei Adam Lahaniach Klimoseim Ukleim Rosh Hashanah when they rest, to put their stuff down Rosh Hashanah when they rest. So the Rishonim point out that there's a chilik between Ksus Bekelim and Amido Lafush with a beam. That with Ksus Bekelim, apparently that's the Derech. But with a beam, you don't just stop just to relax. According to Tosa, it's talking about Amud Lafush, Tosa says Kishilda, that he rested the beam across the entire path of the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore that's certainly unusual. It's not the Derech Bnei Adam to relax in such a way where you just block off the entire street, right? That's not that's something that a person's chayav for. It's also Dav Yom coincidence, right? There are all sorts of plans of Palestinian rallies closing off the George Washington Bridge and things like that today. So that's obviously an unreasonable thing to do for many reasons. But okay, so Tosus raises the question, why is it that the Bala Korah is chayiv if he's Amud Lafush? Didn't we learn previously that when he's Amud the Kasev, he's not chayiv to warn the people who are behind him? So apparently it's the chayiv of the guy behind him to make sure that he's walking carefully and that he's not going to bump into the fellow in front of him. So even in a case where the Bala Korah is Amud Lafush, we should still bother him, because the guy behind him doesn't know why you're stopping. I mean, what difference does it make why you're stopping? If the point is that the guy behind you is going to have to be careful, so let him be careful one way or the other. So the Tosa says that there must be that there's a difference between a hevdel anikar between someone who's Amud Kasef and someone who's Amud Lafush. And therefore, when a person is going behind the Bala Korah and he sees that he's Amud Kasef, he'll be careful not to keep on walking walking it to get damaged, because he knows it's the derech of mitachasef to rest the beam across the width of the Rosh Hasharabin. But when you see a guy omed daflush, you don't think that he's going to rest the beam across the width of the Rosh Hasharabin, so you don't think to be careful. So you do see that he's resting, and it is recognizable that's what he's doing. But you would imagine if he's resting, he's going to pull over to the side and let traffic pass by. And the fact that he didn't do that, that's totally unexpected, and you had no requirement to expect that to happen. So says Gemara, "Avul amel chatzef mai." What would takad halacha be if the guy was just pausing to adjust the weight of the package, the weight of the beam? So pater, he takad be pater. As a tani seifa, if that's the case, when the seifa wants to come up with a case that you're pater, the seifa says, "Vim amar lo bal chavis amod pater." That if the guy in front tells the guy in the back carrying the barrel, "Wait, stop! I'm stopping now," then he'd be pater. Well, if listen, why do you have to come up with a brand new case where he's screaming to the guy in the back? You can make a chiluk within a case of not telling the guy in the back. That when do we say that the balakor is going to be chayiv in the niske achavis? That's only v'zamad lafush. Aval amal lechatev pater. But if he stops to adjust the burden, then he's going to be pater. Why not just say that if that's really true? So says Mara Hakamashul. No, wants to tell me a chiddush. Lafush, ki karmel al bal chavis amod pater. It's telling me a chiddush that there's a case of amod lafush where you could still be pater. That even though you were just stomped, taking a break right in the middle of Rosh Hasharabim, you still have a way out. And what's your way out? Just by warning the guy behind you, that would be good enough to be pater. The Rush writes that this is a teretz dachuk, right? Remember we said the Rush before, that the Rush holds all these tirutzim of these rayas are tirutzim dachukim, and that's why we don't paskel like these tirutzim. He says this is a teretz dachuk. Why? Because the charet pashut, that even if a person is negligent in stopping, and being omid lafush, but if he warns the fellow behind him, why would he be chayiv? Meaning, if I told you about it, meaning if I warned you and you had time to stop, and you say, "I don't care, I'm just going to get damaged anyway." So what's that my fault? Meaning, even if what I did initially was inappropriate, you have the right to just say, "I don't care, I'm going to get damaged anyway." So what's the chiddush over here? So the Pnei Yeshua says that he's not so bothered by the kasha of the Rashi. He says the chiddush might be like what Tosus writes in Dibra Masechta Katani, that amud lafush is kishil l'rochav haderech, that you're blocking off the whole road. So maybe the guy behind you has a right to say, "I don't care," and you're going to be responsible for whatever damages happen when you're blocking off the entire road. Meaning he compares it to the Gemara that we had in Chav Ches, that a person, Meshabar v'yotze, Meshabar v'nichnas, when a person fills up his friend's entire chatzar, the kadei yayin, the kadei shemen, so for the guy to get in and out of his chatzar, he's going to be breaking some stuff on the way in and on the way out. And that's not his problem that he's breaking some stuff. You shouldn't have filled my chatzar with kadei yayin, the kadei shemen. But just stay home, don't walk through the chatzar. You can't tell me not to walk through the chatzar, and therefore I'm not going to be responsible for those damages. So that's why this is a chiddush over here. That's how the Pnei Yeshua is mitarates the kash of the Rush. Okay, so says Gemara, let's bring another raya. Tashma, another raya for Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Hakadorin v'hazagagnin, if you have potters and people who sell glass, shei malchin ze'achar ze, they're walking one behind the other in Rosh Hasharabim, v'nitkal arishon v'nafal, first guy falls down on the ground, v'nitkal asheni b'rishon, the second guy trips on the first guy, v'ashlishi b'sheni, and then the third guy trips on the second guy and his stuff gets damaged also. So Rishon Chayiv Beniske Sheni, the first guy has to pay for the damages done to the second guy. Sheni Chayiv Beniske Shlishi, and the second guy has to pay for damages done to the third guy. Vim Machmas Rishon Naflu, but if they all fell because of the first guy, Rishon Chayiv Beniske Kula, then the first guy is going to be Chayiv to pay for the second and the third guy. Vim Isiru Zeh, but if as each one fell, they warned the guy behind them, then Peturim, then they're Pater because they from paying because they warned the guy. So my love, Shloh Elem Lamur, aren't we talking about a case where they should not have they didn't have time to get up from their fall, and nevertheless they still have to pay for the nezek if they don't issue a warning to the guy behind them, because we expect them to issue a warning. So that's like the shita of Nachman Yitzchak, that even if a person was not posheya in his nefila, even if you assume like the chachamim that nitkal is an ones and it's not your fault when you fall down, but nevertheless he's stuff to warn the guy behind you, and if you don't, then you're a poshea for not warning the guy behind you, and then you're going to be chayiv. So isn't this an exact raya? So says Marlo, no, the Bryson maybe is talking about a case where they had a chance to stand up, and therefore they're poshea in not standing up. So that's why they're going to be chayiv to pay. But what would the halacha be if they couldn't stand up? Piturim. So that we would taka say patur. They're going to say, we would say that they would patur. Well, if that were the case, ihachi at the tani seifa, when the seifa wants to come up with the case that they're patur, it says, im ishiru zeh patur. If they warn each other, they're patur. Well, if listen bidida, we could have made a chiluk within the case of the resha itself without issuing warnings to each other. That bamedvar mamurim shayil lamod. That when do we say that each one is chayiv in the nezek that happens to the next fellow? That's if you had a chance to stand up and you chose to just lie there. So then you're going to be chayiv. Avaloha yila namud paturin. But if you didn't have a chance to stand up, then you're going to be patur, even if you don't warn the fellow behind you. So the Gemara answers, yeah, we could have given, the Mishnah could have said it that way. But nevertheless, the Braisa prefers to tell me the case, to tell me the halacha in a case where they had a chance to stand up, and hakamashmalan. The Alpha Gav Dahil and Lamud, even though they had a chance to stand up, they're still going to be Potter because Kiyas Hiruz as a Paturin. There's still a way to be Potter if they make an announcement. Meaning, when you trip and you're lying on the floor, you have two options. One is to stand up, the other option is to make an announcement. Either one of those is going to Potter you, either one of those is going to get you off the hook. And that's what the Braisa wanted to highlight. So now, Amar Rava. Rava tells us the following Chiddush. It says in the Braisa that the first guy has to pay for the Nezik to the second guy. Second guy has to pay to the nezek to the third guy that tripped over him, but it's not the same. Meaning the chiyuv of number one to number two is not the same as the chiyuv of number two to number three. Rishon chayiv beniske sheni bein beniske gufo bein beniske mamono. The first guy has to pay to the damage done to the second guy, both in niske gufo and niske mamono. Meaning whether the second guy was damaged from the guf of the first guy or whether he was damaged from the mamon of the first guy, that he tripped over the first guy's stuff, the first guy's going to have to pay the nezek to the second guy. The only thing is, if he tripped over the first guy's body, then the first guy has to pay as an adam amazik, which means you pay for physical harm he did to the other person, for the kalim that were damaged of the second guy. But if the first guy's mamon is what tripped up the second guy, then it's a bar, and a bar doesn't pay for kalim. This kalim so if the second guy's kalim were broken, you're not going to have to pay for that. You're only going to have to pay for damage done to his body. Sheni chayiv beniske shlishi, the second guy pays for the third guy's damage, beniske gufa velo beniske mamono. Only if the third guy tripped on the second guy's body is he going to be chayiv as an adam amazik, niske gufo of the third guy, and on the niske kalim of the third guy. But if the third guy tripped on the second guy's mamon, then the second guy is entirely pater from paying for any damages to the third guy, because the mamon of the second guy is not viewed as a barbarous rabbin. So essentially what Rav's mechadesh is, that when the first guy falls, his body is another mamazik, his kalim are a bar. When the second guy trips on the first guy, his body is not the mamazik, but his kalim are not a bar. So says Mar, why? Meaning, why would we be mechayev the first guy for his mamon as a bar and not the second guy? Mimanavshach, init kal poshaya. Who, if when a person trips, he's poshaya, so it should be like someone who's chal for barber shasrab. So sheni nami lechayev. The second guy should also be chayev for the takala that he made, that his mamon made, because he was also poshaya and tripped. And he nitkal lav poshayahu, and if we view someone who trips as not being a poshaya, afilu rishonami liftar, then the first guy should also be pata from paying for the nezek to the second guy, even when the second guy tripped on the even if the second guy tripped on the body of the first guy, we should pata him because he was an ones in the nefila, so we shouldn't view it as an adam amazik, and we shouldn't view the mammon as a barbarous sarabin. So answers the Gemara, a nitkal is a poshaya because he should watch where he's going, but Rishon Vadei Pasheh, the first guy who fell without tripping on another person, he just stomped, tripped, he's for sure a Pasheh. And therefore he's chayiv on the nezek that his body does as an adam amazik, he's chayiv on the nezek that his mamon does as a bar. bar because he was posheya and creating that bar. But Shani, the second guy that tripped on the first guy, is not a posheya because there was a man lying across the road. So that's not his fault. So Agufa Mechayev, Nezek that he does with his body to the third guy, he's going to be Chayev because Davalo Lamod Velo Aman, because he had time to get up and he didn't get up. So he's posheya in not getting up. But a mamono pater, a nezek that his mamon causes to the body or the mamon of the third guy, he's going to be pater da amrle, because he could tell the third guy, hai bira lavana karise, this bar that is not a bar that I dug. It's the first one that created, the first guy that created this takala. So I was an anus in this nefila. And the halach is that if someone is mafkir nezakov after nefilas ones, he doesn't have to pay for the nezek. So you can't be mechayev the second guy on the takala that was created by him because it was a nefilas ones, and then he was mafkir nezakov lachar nefilas ones, so he's going to be patur. So the Gemara asks on Rava from a brisa meisvei. We already had a brisa, we have a brisa that explains the brisa on Amud Aleph about the potters and the guys selling glass, that one is walking one behind the other. So it says in the brisa, kulan, all the people that damage other people, chayavin al niske gufan, upturin al niske mamonam. They're chayiv if their body damages someone else's body or money, like an Adam Amazik, but their pater if their mamon damages other people. So my lav afilu rishon, doesn't that imply that the Brisa says that even the first guy is pater if his mamon damages someone else? So you see that nitkal is an ones, and therefore he's nachayiv on niske mamono, that you're mafkir lachar nefilas ones, only on niske gufo, because he should have stood up, which is against Rava. Rava holds that the first guy is chayiv regardless, that he's a nitkal posheya, and he's chayiv on niske mamono. I mean, again, what was Rava's whole chiddush? That the chiyuv of guy number one to guy number two is different than the chiyuv of guy number two to guy number three. That the chiyuv of guy number one, if it's my body that does the damage, I'm chayiv as an adam amazik. If it's my mamon that does the damage, I'm chayiv as a bar. Guy number two never created a bar. It's only adam amazik if his body does the damage. And over here we have a brisa that's explaining that very same brisa Rava's explaining, and it says kulan chayiv on this kei gufan upturin on this kei mamonam. That you're only chayiv as an adam amazik if it's your body that does the damage, and you're not chayiv if your mamon does the damage. Both the first guy and the second guy. It's only chayiv as an adam amazik. It's not going to be chayiv as a bar. So it says, lo, levar mirishon. When the brisa says kulan, it doesn't mean the first guy and the second guy. It means anyone but the first guy. Anyone down the chain, if they had all domino effect. So everybody else is only going to be chayiv if their body did the damage, not if their mamon did the damage. But the first guy, enochinami, is chayiv even if it was his mamon who did the damage. So it says Marva kulam katani, but it doesn't say that. It says kulam, which sounds like it's the first guy also. So it says Marva amravad barava kulan hanizakin. Kulan does not mean kulan hamazikim, kulam hanizakin, that all of those who were damaged themselves and were not posheya in their falling, and therefore they're going to be potter on niske mamonim. But the first guy who was not a nizik, he was purely a basik. He was only damaging other people. He was a posheya in his nefila. He's going to be chayiv on niske mamono. So haimai says, well, how do you explain the brisa that all of the nizakin, iam bishlam afilu rishon haynid ktani kulan, if the first guy is included in it, so the word kulan makes sense. Eliam the varmi rishon, but if we're only counting the people after the first guy, my kulan, listen on nizakin. So kulan is a strange word to use. Kulan sounds like it's all inclusive, but if we're exclusive of the first guy, we're only saying that guys number two and on are going to be chayiv when their body does damage, but pater when their mamon does damage. So why would you use the word kulan? So elam Rava. So Rava changes his mind. And he explains the brisa differently. That the brisa said when it came to the potters and the people who are selling glass, the shita of Rava is that the nitkal is not a posheya in his nefila. He should have just stood up right away as soon as he fell in order that other people don't trip on him. So that's why Rishon, the first guy that tripped and fell and didn't stand up, even though he had time to stand up, chayiv ben beniske gufo desheni, bein beniske mamono desheni. Since he didn't stand up, he has a din of an adam amazik. So he's going to be chayiv for any damage that he does to the second guy, whether it's property damage or physical damage he does to the second guy. But if his mamon damages the second guy or the money of the second guy, he's totally pater because he's mafkir nezakav lachar nefilas ones. Meaning, Rav is changing his mind right now. And Rav is saying, the first guy is not a bar. If his kelim do damage, It's not a bar. The first guy is only going to be chayiv if his body does damage as an adam amazik. The sheni, the second guy that tripped on the first guy and didn't stand up, even though he had time to stand up, chayiv b'niskei shlishi b'niskei gufa v'lo b'niskei mamono. He's chayiv to any damage done to the body of the third guy, but not any damage done to the money of the third guy. Meaning he's for sure patur for any damage his money does. For his property does. But even damage that his body does, he's only going to be chayiv for damage done to the body of the third guy and not to the mamon of the third guy. My time, to have a bar, v'lo matzin bar, shechiv b'sakelim, because it is a bar, and we don't find, he himself, his body is a bar, b'rishus rabim, and we don't find that a bar is chayiv for kelim. So Rava holds that even though a nitkal is not a posheya, so the first guy was not posheya in his nefila, but he was posheya by not standing up. And the second guy was also posheya for not standing up. They both were in the same boat in that they were not posheya in their nefila, but they were both posheya for not standing up. But nevertheless, the first guy's pshia was greater than the second guy's pshia. So even though we're going to be mechayev the first guy as an adam amazik on anything that he damages, whether it's the physical harm or monetary harm, we're not going to be mechayev the second guy on monetary harm, only on physical harm. So because he's going to be considered a bar. Bar is patr al niskei kelim. And the gabe the nizakim that were made by their mamon, we patr both of them because there were anus and their nefila, so it's like mafkir nezakov la'achan nefilas onas. So if their mamon, their property does damage to other people, that for sure would pater. So says Mara Hanich l'Shmuel da'amara kol takala barhu. This makes sense according to Shmuel that holds that a person who leaves in any sort of takala in Rosh Hashanah has the din of a bar, whether you're mafkir or whether you're not mafkir. So I could explain that the second guy's body becomes a bar b'Rosh Hashanah, even though he was never mafkir his body, because you can't be mafkir your body. So I get that you could call that a bar, and you could say that the second guy is going to be chayiv for physical harm, but not for kelim. El Rav da Amar I afkare in ilolo. But according to Rav, who holds that if you're mafkir your takala in Rosh Hashanah, then it becomes a bar. But if you were never mafkir it, you're not mechayiv in mishum bar. You're mechayiv in mishum mamon amazik, because the Torah is only chayiv on a bar that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is hefker lekol. So that's part of the nature of bar, is that it's got to be Rosh Hashanah. It's got to be hefker. So then, how are you going to explain why the second guy's body becomes a bar? He was never mafkir his body. Why on earth should it be a bar? So says Gemara, because of that, Rava changes his mind in how to explain the Brisa, and he goes back to the way he explained it originally. Really, let's go back to the way Rava initially explained the Brisa. That the first guy that trips is a posheya, and he's chayiv bein on the nezek that was done by his body, or bein on the nezek that was being shemad amazik, or bein on the nezek that was done by his kelim, by his property, as a bar amazik. The second guy, who was not negligent in falling, was only negligent in not getting up, is only going to be chayiv as an adam amazik when his body does damage, but if his property does damage, he's going to be potter because it's a mafkir nechas of la'achar nefilas ones. Udekashalach, what was the problem with Rava's initial interpretation of the Braisa? Is that it says kulam chayavin, that they're all chayiv on niske gufam and they're potter on niske mamonam. Sounds like even the first guy is potter on niske mamono. So in the way Rava originally explained it, the first guy is chayiv on niske mamono. So Tirgum Ravad de Barmin Yumi, Kamed Ravina, or Vada Bar Yom, explained this price in front of Ravina, that the price means to say, Shehusku Kalim Bekalim, that the second guy's Kalim were damaged by the first guy's Kalim. That in that case, the first guy's going to be parted from the payment of the Nezek, because he's not Chayiv on Niske Mamono, he's only Chayiv Mishum Bar on Niske Mamono, and Bar is Pater on Niske Kalim. So that's what it means. When we said Pater, that if your Mamon does damage your Pater, it means if your Mamon did damage to Kalim, your Pater. But if your Mamon did damage, to the physical harm to the other guy, so it's a bar. So you chayiv mishum bar. So at the end of the day, Rava sticks with his original interpretation of the Braisa. And the original interpretation of the Braisa was the chiyuvim of guy number one to guy number two are different than the chiyuvim of guy number two to guy number three. The chiyuvim of guy number one to guy number two is if my body is what harms guy number two, I'm chayiv as an adam amazik, and therefore I'm chayiv for kelim, for guf, whatever. And if my property is what harms guy number two, then I'm only chayiv for physical harm to him, but not to harm, not on, I'm not chayv for harm to his property because kelim are patarim bar. And if guy, but when guy number two damages guy number three, he's only chayv for the harm that was done by his own physical body, not harm that was done by his property, because his physical body itself becomes the bar, but his property is totally pater. So says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Im Machmas Rishon Naflu, Rishon Chayv Niske Kulim. The Braisa then finished off by saying, and if they fell, because if the second and third and fourth, whoever fell, all because of the first guy, then the first guy has to pay for everything. So Machmas Rishon Hechi Nafil, what do you mean? What's the case where they all fell because of the first guy? Meaning the case was, the second guy tripped on the first guy, third guy tripped on the second guy, you know, so why is that all because of the first guy? So two interpretations. Rav Papa Amar de Pascha la'orche keshilda, that he stopped, he was mafsik the path like a nevela, meaning that the first guy blocked off the entire width of the Rosh Hashanah like a nevela that's spread out across the width of a path, and therefore mechayev him for all the damage that follows, because all the people that are following afterwards were tripped on his account, that no one was able to like swerve around because there was he blocked off the whole road. So if you block off the whole road, the whole 10 car pileup that you know that happens behind you is all you, right? So so since he blocked off the entire road, so that's why he's going to be chayiv. Rav Zvira Amar kechutra disamusa, that it was like the stick of a blind man. When a blind man is walking, he moves the stick to the right, to the left, to the middle, all over the place, and and so too over here we're saying that he blocked off the entire road to the right, to the left, and everywhere in the middle, there was nowhere to swerve. That's the way Rashi understands. Rashi seems to understand that Rav Papa and Rav Zvid are not saying different things. They're both saying that, yeah, the first guy's chayiv because he blocked off everything. And they're just using different mashalim to say it. Tosa seems to understand that there's machlokas between them, that Rav Zvid says, that according to Rav Zvid, we're not going to be mechayiv the niskei, the rishon for the niskei shlishi in a case of paska l'urcha kishilda. He says, dafka kuchutu desamusa, because the third guy should have been careful once he saw the second guy falling. And that's where Rav Zvid says that the case where the first guy is going to be chayiv in the niskei shlishi is kuchutra desamusa, that like a blind man moves his stick around at an angle, and if the balakora was going in such a way where the third guy couldn't see the second guy fall, because the second guy was at the one end of the beam and the third guy was at the other end of the beam, where he didn't have a clear line of sight to the third guy, that's when the first guy is going to be chayiv, because he couldn't have noticed the second guy falling. So that's where Rav Zvid is being mechadesh that Rav Papa didn't say. Okay, I'm going to stop a little early. I have to catch a flight this morning, so everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you.